sports, culture, and entertainment in the Coachella Valley. This is The Desert Scene with Bonnie G from the Mutual Broadcasting System. Here's Bonnie.
And welcome to The Desert Scene. Happy to have you and very happy to welcome to the show Maureen Thompson, who is the producer of a biannual event at the Palm Springs Cultural Center, Alohana. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hi, good. You are. Alohana. That's right.
So,
created from the words aloha and ohana by Tim Raines, our PR person over at the Cultural Center.
Yes, he's fabulous. Now, ohana, what does ohana mean in...
Ohana, it means sort of a friendship between people, just a way that you're happy and that you take care of people and you care about everybody and you include. It's very inclusive.
Love that. Okay, so biannual. So have you done this? You've done this event before at the Cultural Center?
Yes, this is number 9.
Wow.
We do have it in the spring and the fall.
Okay.
Usually either April or May, March or April, actually, because it's too warm in May, or October or November. And we were able to keep it going. We started it in 2019, and we were able to keep it going through COVID, after, of course, things cleared in November of 2020, because it was an outdoor event. Of course, we had to keep certain things, keep everybody apart.
Distance, yeah, yeah.
And follow the regulations. But here we are with number 9, and we created it as an event to celebrate tiki culture in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
We refer to it as tiki culture as a fun pop reference because tiki has such a specific following. You know, it's not a huge group of people that follow it, but the people who do follow it are just very, very dedicated. I think I can put it, when people started traveling to Hawaii, you know, many, many years ago from the United States and other countries, the island was so different. You know, it was so lush, so tropical. All the films that were being created, including Hawaii in the footage and, well, on Hawaii and the islands in the Pacific, was so exotic and so beautiful. I still get a rush and feel great when I see a scene from a helicopter flying into the places like the Waimea Canyon on Kauai, or hear the song Bali High. So, you know, it's always been an escape.
So have you spent a lot of time in Hawaii yourself?
No, I have not. I've only been there a few times. And Kauai was my favorite. It's kind of the garden isle, it's called. But a lot of people that I know have spent a lot of time on Hawaii.
Yeah. So when you say tiki culture, let's talk about that, because I notice what you're having at the event: live music, rum, tiki marketplace, the hula, shaved ice. So is that basically what tiki culture is, or is there more to it than that?
No, tiki culture, there are tiki enthusiasts who love all things tiki and others that find a specific place. For example, you'll find people who love the music. And because the music takes them to that place, it's always an escape is what I've found in my love of tiki and funny. And using the word tiki, you know, some people, it's just a way to identify it. As soon as you say tiki, people think, they think Hawaii, or they think the Polynesian, they think the Pacific.
Yeah.
You know, you've got many islands that are included in that. But let's, you know, you can just focus on Hawaii, which is fine. The music always draws people in. It's different to other types of music. It creates that escape. It puts you in a different realm. And then you've got the dance. Some of it's calm. Some of our other islands, it's exciting. It's got strength. The outfits that people are wearing. Then there are tiki carvings. Everybody, if you go to different houses or you drive by, you'll see it here in Palm Springs. You drive by some of the front of the houses, you see this thing in front of the house. It's a tiki. So it immediately identifies that, you know, you just, these carvings depict different tiki gods. The clothing is so colorful, so bright. You know, you have the must-have Hawaiian shirt and must-have caftan. And then, of course, can we talk about the rum and the cocktail?
Absolutely, yeah. So there is. It sounds like there is kind of a fairly large tiki following, if you will, here in Palm Springs. I mean, Palm Springs is a beautiful desert, but when you're talking about tiki in Hawaii, then you've got the ocean and all that. So it's kind of a little. So is there a big group of folks that love tiki here in the desert?
I think so. Our event tries to let the people in the desert. That's why we created it as we call it the celebration of tiki culture in the desert.
Yeah.
We put that in because we try to just include people. So we're always trying to bring in people who don't know that much about it. Of course, you're going to get the people that are the enthusiasts, but we try and spread it out so that we can bring in some people that don't know anything about it and get them, you know, pulled in and say, this is why, you know, there's something about it that draws you to it. But
yeah.
I think there's a fairly large group. But as I said, you know, the entire tiki world, it's not huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, people love it, but, you know, it's specific because you've got Alohana does is we celebrate all of it. We have a lot of vendors. So we're trying to do 50% vendors and 50% entertainment. So you've got vendors who create their art through lighting, jewelry, paintings, mm-hmm. their clothing, because we've got some of it is vintage clothing, which is found pieces, which everybody loves to find because you don't find those patterns anymore.
Yeah.
And you don't find the way that it's made. People can look at them, but it's made differently, the vintage pieces. But there are some great seamstresses and designers who are making new pieces that we've got coming. Then you've got artists, you have painters, you have tiki carvings, we have vendors who are doing jewelry. And then you've got the vintage pieces from 40 years ago that was originally created as souvenirs or art mm-hmm. for people traveling to Hawaii. And these are very sought out pieces because they're few and far between. You've got some, but people do not let them out of their collection.
Let's talk about, the hula, are there going to be hula lessons or demonstrations, just demonstrations, or can people learn how to do it?
Well, you can try, let's put it this way. Kuhai Palm Springs is wonderful. They have been with us from the beginning, and we love having them. They are really great at explaining what you're about to see. Mm-hmm. So before every day, they explain what the dance is about. And that type of dance from Hawaii has a lot to do with your hands describing what's going on. So to learn it in a short space of time is not really possible. However, participation is encouraged because they will do a simple step and then pull you into it. And we have men and women that come in because the troupe definitely has men and women in it, and it brings people in. It feels great when you feel, you know, it allows you to feel like you've escaped again.
Yes.
There will be.
Let's talk about the music. Tell us about who's going to be performing.
Black Kiohana is a five-piece pink band from San Diego, and they also will be performing the night before at the Reef Bar, which is in the Tiki Caliente Tropics Hotel on Route 111. Mm-hmm. And this is what I mean by Ohana. We include, you know, the Reef is very supportive of our event. They've been with us from the beginning. And we've Ohana together, so it's kind of like let's spread the love out and coexist.
Yes.
They are a flat key is a type of like if you think of losing my word of what the kind of it's like an electric dobro, not a dobro. I'm thinking the right word where the guitar lays down flat on a table and you play it with a slide on your finger.
Okay.
I'm sorry, just gone out of my head of what kind of
that's guitar okay.
Anyway, but it's flat key.
Yeah.
That is the type of sound. Again, you hear that sound and it makes you think of the islands. Some of the music is instrumental. Some of it has vocals with it. Drums, bass, and it's live and two guitars.
Yeah.
And then they actually play the hula troupe They've worked it out. At first, we were using recorded music for the hula troupe, but then they realized that they could work together. So some of the music will be live for the hula troupe played by the band. So that's a great thing. That's really fun to watch
now,
and to participate.
What kind of turnout have you gotten over the years for this?
Well, I think we've been between 700 and 900 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a really nice turnout. People don't, they come in, a lot of people come in really, or, you know, get there right at the beginning because they want to go right to their vendors
right.
and find the piece. Because it's, you're not going to be able to go and see a carved tiki and get, oh, I want one of those. Everything, a lot of things are one of a kind.
Right.
There are a few that, since they're makers, they can make it for you, but they don't come out exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
For jewelry, for clothing, you can order a piece. Sometimes you'll be lucky; they'll bring a few pieces the same sizes, in the same patterns. But they like to mix it up, so people like to get there early so that they can get their first pick.
And let's remind people when this is: Alohana, Sunday, March 31st, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Palm Springs Cultural Center, Easter Island Tiki Marketplace, Tiki cocktails, live music, entertainment, hula food. Sounds like a blast! Ticket $5 entry.
Yes,
and you can get tickets.
Sorry to interrupt. One more thing.
Yes,
that we have we're raffling off, since this is happening on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Easter Island.
Yeah.
We have a raffle for a 3-foot carved moai, which is the tiki of Easter Island.
Excellent. Well, Maureen Thompson, thank you so much. It sounds like such a fun event. She's producing it. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. And great success for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Maureen Thompson, thank you. And we'll see the rest of you the next time on The Desert Scene.
This program was produced by the Mutual Broadcasting System.